Could the United States have a rethink of its own border principles within its own borders? The response to terrorism has quickly developed into a conversation about states who now won't permit Syrian refugees in their borders. Last night, the White House talked with some of the governors to discuss how this rejection of Syrian refugees might complicate the task of resettlement groups already working to resettle immigrants. Immigrants who may have to choose now between states with different policies. Could those refugees welcome in one state eventually have trouble in another unwelcoming state if they travel? Bosnian refugee Errol Kekic is executive director of the Immigration and Refugee Program at Church World Service. He's been here since 1995. He's proud and he's worried right now.
Well, this is one of the proudest traditions that the United States has, welcoming those in need of assistance and safety. And I personally benefited from it. I certainly hope that this transition tradition will continue in days to follow. We can do both, John. We can protect the national security and be compassionate and help refugees. In fact, the United States has the most robust system for vetting all refugees that are coming to the United States. So things that have happened in Paris can never happen here.
What problems are you having specifically with the organizations that you're familiar with?
Well, we are looking at about 33 states at this particular moment that have expressed their hesitation to accept Syrian refugees. This is very troubling for a number of reasons. Number one, the governors themselves don't necessarily have the legal right to prevent resettlement in their state. Unless they're prepared to build walls and fences around their states, they can't control
who comes
in
about.
And out.
People are prepared to build walls.
Well, certainly. This is an election season, and scoring political points is always easier on backs of people who can't speak for themselves, and that's what they're doing precisely to refugees at this point in time.
Which relates to our history. I mean, there's also plenty of history in America where we do shut the door, where we slam the door, where we put people in camps, where, I mean, what history here does America need to focus on to really get beyond this moment?
We have welcomed over 3 million refugees into this country in the last 40 years, and none of those refugees have been accused of terrorism-related activities. Just since 9/11, we have admitted more than 750,000 refugees to the United States. They come here to start their lives. This is not a program that gives them handouts. This is not a program that creates dependency. This is the program that only and simply gives them a chance. Secondly, from my personal experience, I feel integrated. I feel I was welcomed here. I feel I was given a chance, and I feel that I was able to make it.
But look into your heart. Let's say three Bosnians come over here and commit some horrible crime. You know that somebody's going to ask you a question.
I do.
But I'm so outraged that you have to carry that. Timothy McVeigh committed terrorism in the United States, radicalized in the United States. Nobody asked me about anything.
Right.
The fact that I was Christian.
Right. Well, and we have moments now where the same politicians that are saying, let's prevent refugees from coming into this country bear because they are a security risk potentially, are the ones that are saying that we don't need any security background checks on people who are buying guns and then going into kindergartens and shooting kids. I mean, this hypocrisy is really what is at stake here. We're not talking about real threat. We're talking about manufactured threats that came from the fact that there is a potential chance that one of the attackers in Paris might have had a Syrian passport. What they're not saying is that other attackers were clearly homegrown French and Belgian citizens. I have not heard a single politician say, let's not let French people in because of this. So I think we just need to really be objective at this particular point in time. Cool heads must prevail. This is a knee-jerk reaction that is preying on people who can speak for themselves.
But it's having solid, tangible consequences to your work.
It does. Yes, it does. And we have started receiving letters yesterday from various states and governors basically ordering us to not do resettlement in their states.
Well, let's hope we're not having a Schengen discussion or a Schengen rethink here in the United States. Errol, thanks so much.
Yeah. Pleasure.
Bosnian refugee Errol Kekic is executive director of the Immigration and Refugee Program at Church World Service.